I remember vividly when I first played a piece by Robert Schumann. I was 8 years old. The piece was the gentle and poignant Child Falling Asleep from Kinderszenen, the composer's scenes of childhood. Rather like a lullaby, it rocks gently back and forth until finally, on an unresolved chord, it perfectly captures the moment when the child finally falls asleep. Of course, I was far too young to understand what I was playing or to fully appreciate its significance in a larger sense. But I do remember one thing. I felt I understood its language and its voice. I also thought it was the most descriptive piece I'd ever heard. And from that moment on, I started a lifelong love affair with the music of Robert Schumann. Over the years of my personal journey, I have discovered that although you can come to know the composer through his music, in the case of Schumann, you can discover even more about the music through the man. And that also means understanding his highly significant and profound relationship with Clara Wieck, the woman who shaped so much of his life and who became his muse, his wife, mother of his 7 surviving children, and ultimately and tragically his widow. First and foremost, Clara was a concert pianist, and music making was always at the center of her life. She was much more famous than her husband, giving an incredible 1,200 performances during her lifetime, a staggering achievement for anyone, and especially for a woman in the mid-1800s. As a child prodigy, she performed for the Austrian Emperor and even had a cake named after her. But although we know her primarily as a pianist, her numerous compositions are also outstanding and are now very much appreciated in their own right. In my own life as a concert pianist, I have for many years felt a particularly strong affinity, not only to Robert's music and his life with Clara, but also I have been inspired by them as artists. Playing Schumann is, for me, a particularly special experience. It's not something I can really put into words. It just feels rather like returning home. It's a language that alternates between abstraction and passion. Yet it's imbued with an innate tenderness, vulnerability, and even fragility. Schumann manages something quite extraordinary. He has the ability to create beauty fueled by desire. And the object of this desire was Clara. It would hardly be possible to look at a celebrated relationship, such as Robert and Clara's, without forming some sort of personal opinion about how and why it worked. For a start, their path to happiness and marriage had been hard won. Clara's father, Friedrich Wieck, was an eminent piano teacher with whom the 19-year-old Schumann had come to study. At that time, Clara was only 10, closely groomed for stardom by her father, and already touring and performing to royalty. But it was only a matter of time before he realized the child prodigy daughter of his teacher had blossomed into a young woman. Robert became infatuated. Clara, who'd been sheltered for much of life, was deliriously happy.
"When you gave me that first kiss, I thought I would faint. Everything went blank and I could barely hold the lamp that was lighting your way out."
In the first flush of their love, Schumann was optimistic that Clara's father would sanction their union. But it seems that Schumann was deluding himself. He'd greatly misjudged Wieck's violent disapproval of their love affair. Possessive and jealous, Wieck condemned it from the start, giving vent to his terrible temper, and judging Schumann as unreliable and a negative influence upon Clara. So, satisfyingly for Wieck, having forbidden contact between them, he managed to keep them apart for 18 months. Throughout this seemingly endless time, Robert and Clara could only communicate through music, which, in their tantalizing situation, merely intensified their desire to be together. During this enforced separation, they developed a musical code, a falling 5-note theme, which Robert wove into many of his finest piano works, in order that Clara would know he was constantly thinking of her. And she did the same with the music she wrote herself. Then, after 18 months, when she was travelling without her father, Clara finally managed to get a verbal message through to Robert. He replied immediately.
"Clara, are you still firm and true? As indestructible as my belief in you is, even the strongest person loses confidence when nothing is heard of the one who is loved more than anyone else in the world."